奉主耶稣圣名在这里做见证分享。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I testify and share with everyone.
愿神祝福大家。
May God bless you all.
我们这一次的灵恩布道会到今天是最后一天了。
Our spiritual evangelical convocation is today's last day.
看见大家在既定的时间里面能够欢喜快乐来到教会来参加。
And we see that everyone came to the church within this time.
所以愿神能够眷顾大家的一切辛劳。
And may God remember everyone's labors.
我听到有些人要参加聚会要坐比较长的时间的车子。
And I heard some people to attend service, they have to drive a distance.
看起来就是非常有心到神的面前来。
And it looks like they have a lot of heart to come in front of God.
这一两天听到大家在分享见证的时候。
And these few days when I'm listening to the testimonies.
谈到这个有关代祷的事情。
And when I was listening to the intercession.
而且我们大家也都需要彼此之间的一种代祷。
And we have to all intercede for one another.
有一些同龄遇到一些事情。
Because some of our peers have encountered difficulties.
这个时候我们更应该伸出这个代祷的双手。
And that is even more when we should reach our hands to intercede.
我们有时候也需要别人为我们代祷。
And we also need others to intercede for us at times.
所以我们可以从圣经里面再更加了解有关这方面的圣功。
So we can understand from the Bible more about intercession.
那祷告说起来是一个基督徒信仰的生活之一了。
And prayer is one aspect of a Christian's life.
是我们每天不可缺少的一种属灵生活。
It's something that we cannot live without in our spiritual life.
有一首儿童诗歌，它的内容是这样。
There's a children's hymn.
说多祷告就多的能力恩典。
The more you pray, the more blessings and power you gain.
少祷告就少得能力恩典。
The less you pray, the less power and grace you receive.
不祷告就没有能力恩典。
And if you don't pray, you receive no grace and no power.
所以，祷告是我们跟神建立密相契的一种方式。
So prayer is a way for us to draw close to God.
我们常常会说要怎么样跟这位全能的主有关系。
So we often ask, how do we draw closer to this Almighty God?
除了领受主的救恩以外。
Other than to receive salvation.
有一个最好的体验就是祷告。
Best experience is to pray.
因为我们奉他的名祷告。
Because we pray in his name.
就在他面前跟他说话。
We speak in front of him.
在他面前与他灵交。
And we have a relationship in front of him.
所以这个祷告的体验是应该会越来越深才对。
So when you pray, you should have a deeper and deeper relationship with God.
我们是要经验全能的主耶稣赏赐给我们各种恩惠。
So we want to experience all the grace that Jesus Christ has given to us.
当我们感受到的时候，就是一种基督徒的生活见证。
And when we receive it, that is a testimony of a Christian life.
那祷告说起来是我们的一种需要。
And prayer is a need in our lives.
也是我们的一种本分。
And it's also our responsibility.
更是一种恩典呢。
And it's also a blessing.
我们能够懂得祷告神实在是福气耶。
If we know to pray to God, we are truly blessed.
不然你想想看。
Otherwise,
有很多人不认识神，他要向谁祷告？
Many people do not know God. Who are they going to pray to?
遇到意外或患难困问题的时候，
When they encounter difficulties or troubles,
他要怎么去祈求呢？
Who will they ask?
所以祷告更可以说是我们肉身灵命的一种呼吸。
So prayer can be said that it is our spiritual breathing.
那我们祷告的内容
And then when our content of our prayer
不单单只为自己
Is for ourselves.
也可以为家里人
And we can also pray for our
family. 更可以为我们的亲朋好友
Pray for our friends.
更要为我们的教会圣工代祷。
And we have to pray even more for our holy work.
所以它包括了一切的人事物在里面。
So includes everyone in the world.
只要我们出于诚心向神祈求，
as long as we are earnest，
也合乎这个圣经的道理，
and we do it according to the Bible，
自然神就会垂听我们祷告，
and God will listen to us naturally，
也会悦纳我们的祷告，
and will be pleased with our prayer。
所以代祷的工作对一个教会的生活来讲是很重要的侍奉。
So intercession is a very important work。
对教会生活来讲是很重要的一种侍奉。
It's a very important thing that we have to give our work to.
The life of church.
The life of in your life of your church.
一个 important service 啊，很重要的一种服事啊。那对教会的和睦和发展也是非常重要。
And it's also very important to the unity of the church to grow.
主耶稣在受难前的时候，他在客西马尼园这样祷告。
Before Jesus suffered, he was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane.
那这一段的祷告很特别。
And that prayer is very special.
所以特别在对观福音书里面呢、啊，就把它记载这件事。
And it's so special that it's recorded in the Gospels.
他的祷告是非常的用心的。
He was very earnest in that prayer.
是流泪的。
He cried.
是极其悲伤痛苦的。
He carried all his troubles and sufferings.
但是他的目的就是要来承担这个十字架苦难。
His purpose was to carry the burdens of the cross.
他在客西马尼园祷告有三次哦。
When he prayed in Gethsemane, there were three times.
他后来怎么教导门徒？
How did he teach the apostles?
我们来看马太福音二十六章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 26.
马太福音二十六章。
Matthew chapter 26.
四十一节。
Verse 41.
四十一节。
Matthew chapter 26.
总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。
Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation.
你们心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。
The spirit is willing, but the body is weak.
所以这里主耶稣教导的很好哎。
So Jesus Christ taught us very well.
要跟随他的人常常要警醒祷告哦。
Those who want to follow must be alert and pray.
免得入了迷惑哦。
Otherwise, you will fall into temptation.
我们发现如果缺乏祷告，
We realize if we lack prayer,
我们的灵修就比较差。
Our spirituality decreases.
甚至选择决定事情也比较会显出软弱来。
And we'll show our weaknesses more.
所以可见这个祷告的生活，
So a life of prayer.
对于跟随主耶稣的人来讲是不容忽视，而且是非常重要的。
It's something that believers in Christ must follow and cannot lack.
是一件不可少的事情。
You cannot have lack prayer.
有一次我在一个教会领会完毕。
It was one time I was leading service.
我就接到一个台北打来的电话。
I received a phone call from Taipei.
对，是一个八十几岁的老姐妹打的电话。
It's an 80-year-old old sister.
因为我念书的时候在台北市这个地方念。
When I was studying, I was in Taipei.
那刚好在一间教会服侍生活有几年。
And I was serving in the church for a few years.
那一位老姐妹很会祷告。
And this old sister knew how to pray very well.
当时她七十几岁。
At that time, she was about 70.
她一跪下就是半小时、一小时。
When she knelt down, it would be half hour or one hour.
二十多年前我就跟她学习祷告。
So from 20 years ago, I would learn to pray with
her. 那时候我还是在台北念书。
At that time, I was still studying in Taipei.
那我当传道的时候。
And then when I became a pastor.
突然那一天晚上打电话给我。
She gave me a call that night.
她跟我讲一件事。
She told me something.
他说：“我明天就要移民到澳洲去了。
”She said, "I'm going to immigrate to Australia tomorrow."
所以特别打电话给我。
So she made a call just to tell me.
我就向他说：“谢谢你还想到我。
”And I told her, "Thank you for still remembering me."
我也差不多二十年的时，这个快二十年的时间呢。
It was about 20 years ago.
他后来又讲一件事，我听得非常感动。
And she said another thing that really touched me.
他说：“你知道吗？”
She said, "Do you know?"
当你考上神学院读的那一天起， 我就开始为你代祷。
That day when you tested into the seminary, I started to pray for you.
一直到我接电话那一天，我已经当传道了。
Until the day I received the phone call when I was a pastor.
我真的很感动哎。
I was really touched.
我们在做圣工。
We're doing holy work.
在跟魔鬼征战。
We're battling the devil.
走在圣工的最前线。
We're walking in front of sin.
却有人为我们代祷，这很好哎。
Someone is praying for us.
我家里的人，我太太、孩子为我祷告，这个是很正常的。
My wife and my kids, they're praying for me. That's normal.
但是跟我没有血缘关系的一个老姐妹。
But someone who's not related to me by blood.
知道我读神学院的第一天那一天起啊。
Knew that from the day I started.
就开始为我祷告。
She started to pray for.
她说只要活着，每一天就是为传道祷告。
Every day she would pray for the pastor.
那个时候我们的心里得到很大的感动哎。
And that time our heart would be very.
既然有人这么细心的可以为传道代祷哎。
Someone who was so willing to pray for the pastor.
所以当我们蒙神同工的时候，其实是有很多人的爱心的双手。为我们祷告一起做的。
So when we work the Lord, many people's loving hands will work.
哇，真的感谢主啊！
So I really thank the Lord.
背后有很多双爱心的双手在为我们祷告。
In my back, there are many hands helping me.
所以我们应该更可以感谢主，面对各种困难问题啊。
So we should be able to thank the Lord and ask, have Him help us with our problems.
也不要认为事情做好是我个人的努力，不能这样想。
We should not think that I did something well because I did on my own.
你得到见证神迹奇事，其实有很多人默默为你祷告啊。
You receive miracles and signs as because many people are
praying for you. 真的为人出爱心祷告的，他不会让人知道。
Those people who give love to you will not let others know.
有的人呢，看到这个人得恩典了，我为你祷告，你知道吗？没有我的话，你没办法嘞。
Some people, when you gain grace, other people will say, "You know, I pray for you." That's why
you gain that grace. 当你这样讲的时候啊。你真的不配得神恩典了。
And then when you say something like that, you're not.
你出于爱心，默默在做暗中的天父查看你。
When you do in love in secret, your Lord is watching you.
我们代祷是应该的。
When we intercede for others, it is.
所以没有那个所谓要表现功劳居功，哎，我帮你祷告才这样哦，我很厉害哦。
When we intercede, we don't need to show off to others that we prayed for you.
对，我看过也听过有几个。这样软弱的同龄这样说了。
And I've heard some weaker peers say these things.
所以我后来私底下跟这样的同龄纠正。
So I talked with those peers.
你不能这样讲的了。
And I told them you can't say these things.
结果真的，他家里有事情，他怎么祷告都没有用哎。
So and truly, when they pray for themselves in their house, nothing
happens. 是神愿意耶。
It's because only God's
willing. 很多人花出爱心的双手在你背后祷告。
Because many people pray for you behind your back.
如果我们能够留意，
if we can,
我们代祷的工作就有功效。
Then our prayer will have power.
如果我们是为了表现自己，
if it is to show off ourselves,
神根本就不在乎你的动作。
Then God will not care about what you do.
这个要特别留意。
So this is something you have to remember.
因为我们都有机会帮人家代祷。
Because we all have the opportunity to pray for
others. 而且我们也会领受别人为我们代祷。
And we also receive prayer from others.
所以今天我做传道的工作，我不会孤单。
So today when I do my work as a pastor, I will not
worry. 因为我知道我的后面有很多人伸出爱心的双手，帮我们传道祷告。
Because I know people, many people will extend your loving hands behind me to help.
因为要面临工作的很多很多的事情。
Because when I do many work, I'll encounter many things.
尤其要跟魔鬼征战呢，这个是要特别的，有同心的祷告力量。
Especially when I am doing battle with the devil, I'll need many.
那首先，我们就来谈谈。
So let's talk about.
保罗怎么样教导有关代祷方面的圣工
？What did Paul tell us about intercession？
哎，好让我们更能够清楚的了解。
That so we can understand intercession better.
我们来看一下提摩太前书第二章。
Let's look at First Timothy chapter two.
提摩太前书第二章。
First Timothy chapter two.
第二章的一节到三节。
First Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 to 3.
一节到三节。
Verse 1 to 3.
我劝你，第一要为万人恳求祷告，代求祝谢。第二节。
Verse 2.
为君王和一切在位的也该如此，使我们可以敬虔端正，平安无事的度日。第三节。
Verse 3.
这是好的，在神我们救主面前可蒙悦纳。在 这个保罗书信里面呢、啊，他分了几大类的书信。
Paul wrote a few types of letters.
分了几大类的书信，有分三种类别。
There's three types of letters.
那其中一个是教牧书信。
One of them is the teaching letters.
教牧书信就包括提摩太前书、后书还有提多书。
So teaching letters includes First and Second Timothy and Titus.
提摩太前书、后书还有提多书三个。
Right. First and Second Timothy and Titus.
那第二章，这个提摩太前书的第二章啊。
So First Timothy chapter 2.
它主要是谈在教会的侍奉里面的生活。
He was talking about serving in the church.
那第二章里面有讲到四种教会的侍奉生活。
And in chapter 2, there's four types of serving in the church.
第一种就是一节到三节。
The first is from verse 1 to 3.
讲着代祷的侍奉生活。
That is the service of intercession.
然后四节到七节。
And then from verses 4 to 7.
是讲着福音的侍奉生活。
And that is the service of preaching.
Gospel.
Gospel. Service of gospel.
那第三种侍奉。
And then the third service.
是在第八节讲的。弟兄的侍奉。
And verse 8 is the brotherly service.
那第四种侍奉。
The fourth service.
是从九节到十五节讲的姐妹的侍奉。
The 9 to 15 talks about the sisterly service.
在当时的教会里面。
At that time, at the church in the time.
它有最基本的这四种侍奉生活。
There were these four basic services.
那到了我们现代的教会来看。
To today.
也是从这四种基本的侍奉生活发展。
It is also where we establish from these four basic services.
所以有其他的团契生活、诗班生活。
When we have fellowships or hymnals in our lives.
团契叫做 fellowship， 或者 koinonia 也可以用有各种团契生活。
There's many different types of fellowships.
也有这个其他圣工的团契生活。
And also fellowships in spiritual work.
但是根据教牧书信里面最基本的有四种啊。
But according to the letters, there are four basic services.
我们注意看教会的侍奉里面保罗怎么认为啊。
So we'll look at what Paul believes are the church services.
我们看第一节。
Let's look at verse 1.
他认为教会生活里面第一最重要的就是代祷。
So he believed the very most important thing was intercession.
如果一个教会生活里面弟兄姐妹不会彼此代祷。
If in a church the brothers and sisters do not know how to intercede.
教会要彰显神的同在，神迹作为就很困难。
To show God's power and His work will be very difficult.
教会要显出在圣经的真理合一也很困难。
And to show that God, the church is together with God.
教会要发挥爱心的这种生活也困难。
To show the love of the church will be difficult.
所以代祷真的很重要哎。
So intercession is very important.
保罗这样认定哎。
That is what Paul believed.
一个教会要发展最重要第一件事代祷。
In order for a church to grow, the most important thing is that they
must intercede. 他可以为国家的君王代祷。
Pray for the kings and queens of the country.
可以为所有万人代祷。
You can pray for all the people in
the world. 国家平安，我们要敬拜神也方便。
My house is peaceful. That way, I can serve the Lord as well.
国家不平安。
If the country is not at peace.
政治的因素。
For political.
经济的因素。
For economic reasons.
甚至教育方面的因素。
Or educational reasons.
甚至社会治安的问题。
Or societal insecurity.
那教会怎么生活？
How does the church survive then?
那是非常恐惧的。
It's very horrifying.
所以代祷很重要。
So intercession is very.
为国家社会代祷平安也重要。
To pray for the stability of the country is important.
为个人家庭。教会代祷更是重要。
So pray for individual families and churches is also
所以其实代祷是一种经验神同在的一种信仰见证。
So intercession is something remember God to testify God.
保罗不单单讲述代祷是最重要的教会侍奉。
Paul did not only say the intercession is most important service of the church.
他甚至讲到代祷会有什么样的好处。
He also said what intercession will bring forth.
当我们明白的时候，
and when we remember this,
我们就愿意投入到代祷的圣工里面。
And then we'll enter into the service of intercession.
我们来看第二节的最后一句话。
这个verse 2。
第二节的下半段。
Verse 2, the second half.
这里讲啊，第一个说我们可以进前端正。
That we may live peacefully.
进前端正 ，not peacefully. 在上面那一句话啊，进前端正啊。
第二句。
意思就是说，我们可以有进前的生活。
So that we can have a godly life.
这个进前的生活很重要。
This godly life is very important.
当我们进了代祷的工作的时候，
when we enter into the intercession,
我们很自然的就会生发出一个敬畏神的心。
We'll naturally have a servitude to God.
为什么这样讲？
Why do we say this?
因为我们代祷的时候，我们要求神怜悯的帮助啊。
Because when we pray to God, we must ask for His help.
那我们为圣工代祷，要求神同工啊。
When we pray about the holy work, we have to ask God.
我们为人祷告平安，也要求神垂听啊。
When we pray for others, we also ask God to listen.
所以我们必须要有一个虔诚的心向他祷告。
So we have to have a godly heart.
也是要具备一个诚实的心呢。
And also a honest heart.
才能够得到神的眷顾啊。
So that we can gain His.
否则我们真的没有办法得到神的这个同在。
Otherwise, we will not gain God.
所以第一个代祷的好处。
So the first benefit of
the session is
so that we can have a godly and holy life.
你祷告不是马虎的。
Our prayer is not casual.
祷告的内容，你最后要说阿门呢。
When we finish our prayer, we say Amen.
那个意思就是说，刚才祷告的内容是我实实在在求的哦。
That means what I just pray for is something I truly want.
所以你要得到神的同工，你就要实实在在的过一个敬虔的生活。
So when you want God's power, you have to truly ask for it.
当我们要做代祷的工作的时候
，When we are interceding,
我们自己本身要先做一个反省。
We also have to examine ourselves.
我们来看一下耶利米哀歌。
Let's look at Lamentations.
耶利米哀歌，我们来看这个第三章。
Lamentations chapter
3, 四十节。
Verse 40,
在三章的四十节。
Chapter 3, verse 40,
我们当深深考察自己的行为，再归向神。我们当诚心向天上的神举手祷告。在这里告诉我们了，我们要自己深深的考察反省自己。
So it says here we have to examine our ways and test them.
你才能够归向神哦。
That way we can return to the Lord.
先检讨自己。
We examine ourselves.
然后再做一个归向神的动作。
And we return to God.
你能够有这样的回转。
When we can have this turn.
能够有这样的悔改。
This repentance.
你再举手向天上的神做祷告。
And when you raise your hand to the Lord.
这个时候的你啊。
And then this you,
你的祷告神就垂听了。
Then your prayer will be heard by the Lord.
这个时候你的代祷就有力量了。
When your intercession will be heard.
你没有做这种检讨。
If you do not examine yourself.
也不做这方面的反省。
If you don't think about yourself.
你要得到神的同工就很困难。
You'll have a difficult time gaining God's
power. 那你要为人祷告就很困难。
And when you pray for others, it'll be difficult.
所以代祷的工作。
So intercession.
我们要做一个反省。
We have to examine ourselves.
并且归向神之后，你再用一个敬虔的生活来面对神。
And return to the Lord and live a godly life.
第二个好处。
The second benefit.
我们来看这个，再回过来看提摩太前书第二章。
Let's return to 2 Timothy.
提摩太前书第二章。
First Timothy chapter 2.
第二节。
Chapter verse 2.
最后一句话。
This last phrase.
这里说平安无事的度日。
That we may live peacefully.
这里讲到代祷的第二个好处。
Over here tells us the second benefit of intercession.
就是你会平安的度日。
You can live peacefully.
为什么这样讲？
Why does he say this?
祷告的时候，我们会常常想到神的话。
When we pray, we'll think of the Lord's words.
会想到许多神应许的真理啊。
We'll think about all the words that God has commanded us.
从当中找出神怎么样垂听人的这种祷告。
And we'll see where God has listened to people's prayers.
所以在思想神的话的时候，
So when we think about God's words,
我们就会把自己带进到这个神的面前祷告里面。
We bring ourselves into front of God to pray.
所以你的祷告就渐渐的会有力。
So your prayer will gradually gain strength.
在圣经里面记载，
The Bible records,
神选用的仆人、先知或门徒，
The servants or prophets or apostles that God selected,
他们都是常常为人、为百姓代祷的。
They were often praying for the people,
甚至为神国的事代祷的。
And praying for the matters of the heaven.
很少看到那些人会为想到自己的。
You rarely see them praying for themselves.
如果你有空在整理这些人的祷告的这个动向跟内容的时候，
If you have time to study all these people's prayers,
那你就会发现他们都是为神的百姓、神的国、神的事代祷。
They will pray for God's people and God's kingdom.
我们来看一个例子。
Let's look at one example.
请看民数记十四章。
Let's look at Numbers chapter 14.
民数记的十四章。
Numbers chapter 14.
十四章，我们来看这个十三节到二十节哈。
Numbers chapter 14.
十三节到二十节哈。
Chapter 14 from verse 13 to 20.
那在这里记载。当摩西差派十二个探子到加迪士巴尼亚这个，到往那个应许的迦南地去探的时候
，And over here it talks about when Moses sent the 12 spies to Canaan.
那这个事件是发生在加迪士巴尼亚。
And this happened at
Cadiz Barnea.
那有十个探子回来讲软弱的话。Ten spies came back and said very weak things.
只有两个人，加勒跟耶稣亚，就是我们有信心打败迦南地的人呢。
Only two people, Caleb and Joshua, had the faith to say.
结果会众都相信那十个探子的话。
But the people believed the ten other spies.
然后对亚伦、摩西就发怨言。
And they were rebelled against Moses and Aaron.
后来神非常生气耶。
So God was very angry.
因为那些众人要打死那个有信心讲话的那两个人呢。
Because the people, the masses wanted to kill the two.
我们看那个十一节。
Let's look at verse 11.
神对摩西说。
Lord said to Moses.
这百姓要藐视我到什么时候呢？
How long will the people treat me contempt?
我在他们中间行了一切的神迹，他们还不信我呢。
How long will they refuse me in spite of all the miracles I performed?
十二节又说。
Verse 12,
神决定要用瘟疫来击杀所有百姓。
And he said that I will strike them down with the plague.
然后神要这些所有百姓不能进到迦南地。
And he will not allow the Israelites.
我们看十二节的最后一句话。
And let's look at verse 12.
神对摩西说：“我只要你跟你的后裔成为大国，比他们强。”
And he said that I will make you into a nation.
摩西忠心得到神这样的安排也是对啊。
So.Moses is loyal and he receiving this from the Lord is right.
但是摩西没有为个人的想法来讲。
But Moses not think of his individual self.
我们一般人啊，如果看到神惩罚哪些人呢，我们没有被惩罚，高兴的不得了。你看我很好，你们不好。
Usually when we see someone getting punished and we're not being punished, we will feel very happy.
但是摩西是一个很好的领导者。
But Moses is a very good leader.
他愿意为所有百姓承担这个责任。
He was willing to take the responsibility.
然后他的祷告是怎么样的祷告呢
？So how did he pray?
十三节以下。
From verse 13.
十三节说：“你曾施展大能，把百姓从埃及里面救出来呀。”
He said that by your power you brought the people out from Egypt.
你又用火柱、云柱来带领他们呢、啊、
？You led us with the cloud pillar and the fire pillar.
十五节说。
Verse 15.
这里说，你如果把百姓都杀光了
，If you kill all the Israelites，
那周围的外邦人那些国家听到这种事，不能荣耀神呢
？All the Gentile nations will hear about this。
所以十七节，摩西就说
，And verse 17，
求主大显能力啊
！And he said that may the Lord's strength be
照你曾经所应许给百姓的话能够实现吧。
just as you declared to the people in the past.
然后二十节，神就对摩西说。
And verse 20.
好，我照你的祷告的话赦免了他们呐。
And he said that I have forgiven them as you
asked. 哇，摩西很会抓住神的应许祷告哎。
God Moses knows how to grasp onto God's
promise. 在这个时候选，神决定要毁灭百姓。
At this time, the Lord wants to destroy the
Israelites. 然后要凸显摩西的好，跟他的后裔要变成一个大国。
And he wanted to make Moses into a great nation.
但是他不选择这样。
But Moses did not choose.
他真的非常有爱心。
He truly had love.
为百姓承担来代祷。
He prayed for all the Israelites.
结果神就赦免了百姓。
So then God.
神就止息了他的愤怒。
His anger calmed.
所以我们在祷告里面为人事物代祷，抓住神的应许的真理。
So when we pray, intercede, we have to grasp onto God's promise.
我们听从神的话。
We obey God's words.
我们就会体验安然居住的好处。
We'll experience the good benefits.
也会体验得享安静平安的好处。
We'll receive the benefits of peace,
甚至不怕灾祸
and will not be afraid of tribulations.
所以要能够有平安的生活
as long as we have a peaceful life.
其实最简单还是要从祷告做起来
the most simple thing we have to start
with prayer. 求神同行帮助
that we ask God to help.
所以代祷的工作第二个好处就是能够平安度日
the second benefit of intercession is to have a peaceful life.
第三个好处
the third benefit.
我们来看这个提摩太前书第二章
Let's go back to 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3.
第三节说这是好的。
It says that it is good.
这是好，这句话是指第一节的那个代祷的工作。
This is good is the intercession.
所以这个代祷的工作在神面前是可蒙悦纳的。
So this intercession pleases this Lord.
所以代祷的第三个好处就是蒙主悦纳。
So the third benefit of intercession is that it pleases the Lord.
一个真诚的基督徒
，a true Christian，
他会留意怎么样做神才喜欢的事。
He'll notice the things that will please the Lord.
目的就是要讨神欢喜嘛。
Because he wants to please the Lord.
能够常常活在主的恩典中
，so that he can live in the grace of the Lord.
能够常常活在主的道路上面
，so he can be on the Lord's path.
所以，既然代祷是神悦纳的事。
So when you intercede for God's things,
我们每一个有心的基督徒就应该学会这件事。
All of us who have a heart to be believers should follow in this example.
而且这是好的哦，在神面前。
This is good in the eyes of the Lord.
有一次在领会的时候
，It was one time I was giving service.
那刚好教会也准备要新建会堂。
And at the time, the church was getting ready to build a new
church. 要求大家为新建会堂来代祷。
And church asked everyone to pray for the construction of a new chapel.
在一个都市里面，要盖一个七层楼的教会。
In the middle of the city, they were going to build a seven-story church.
那个教会设计的会堂比我们这个大很多。
The design of that church was much bigger than this one.
这个姐妹她听道理的时候非常感动。
So when this one sister, when she listened to the sermon, she was
very touched. 所以在祷告的时候，她更加被圣灵感动。
So when she was praying, she was even moved by the Holy Spirit.
然后从代祷教会圣工发展的事情里面呢
，So in the prayer of praying for the church,
就在祷告中间呢，她就决定了一件事。
And during her prayer, she decided to do one thing.
为教会代祷，神感动她，决定一件事。
To praying for the church caused her to make a decision for the Lord.
聚会这个祷告完了。
When the prayer is over,
跑来找传道讲。
She came over to the pastor.
传道
，Pastor.
刚才听道理和祷告的时候，我非常感动。
When I was listening to sermon and praying, I was very moved.
我也为这件事代祷。
I was praying for this thing, for this
matter. 我想奉献一点点的钱给教会。
I want to donate a little bit of money to the church.
这个传道想一想，一点点也不够，平常的话大概一万两万吧。
And the pastor thought this money is not probably not enough. Maybe
那个传道就跟他讲，你去找财务啊。
So the pastor told us, go find the treasurer.
那这是一个老姐妹哦。
This is an old sister.
平常看不出来哦。
And you can't really tell much about her.
结果找财务奉献开收据。
So she went to the treasurer to write a receipt.
后来大家走了。
And everyone left.
这个传道就想起，哎，刚刚那个奉献的姐妹，她说奉献一点点，她想了解一点点是多少。
So the pastor afterwards, everyone left. She wanted to see how much that little bit was.
就跟财务说，哎，财务啊，刚刚那个人姐妹她奉献一点点是多少啊
？So that pastor asked the treasurer, that sister donated a little bit.
那个财务就
how much is a little bit?
就连过来到耳朵的传到耳朵旁边讲啊。
So the treasurer came up to the next to the pastor's ear.
他的一点点只有200万而已啦。
His little bit was only two million.
哇，看不出来。
You wouldn't be able.
后来才知道这个老姐妹他们家真的经济能力非常好。
So only after that we knew that the sister had.
这个数目对她来讲是很小。
To her, this money is very little.
但是有很多有钱人的小气鬼很多嘞。
But there are many cheap, rich people.
讲到这个真的是有很多事可以讲啊。
And you can talk about this all day.
有一个信徒啊，他卖土地啊。
There's a believer who was trying to sell.
本来没有用的，突然要发展什么观光区啊，就有用了。
And before he wasn't using it, but now there was going to be a tourist.
发展商看到那一块小的土地，就说我给你出1000万买了。
And so someone offered to buy it for $10 million.
哇，真的卖一千万呢
？And really he sold it for $10 million.
哇，教会就很高兴呢。
So the church is very happy.
我是听一个老传道讲的哈。
I heard this from an old pastor.
哇，因为他平常很认真奉献哦，十分之一哦。
Because this person would always donate 10%. 哎，
他有一千块，一定奉献100块。
$1,000, $10,000, you would donate
$1,000. 所以他的记录良好啊。
So he. Good, has a good record.
在奉献的事情上面记录很好。
On tithing, he has a very good record.
神也一再祝福啊。
God would bless him.
所以那个没有用的地突然变有用哎。
So that worthless land suddenly became
多少人羡慕他。
Worth a lot of money.
所以教会的那个负责人跟传道就在想，哎，他很会奉献十分之一，感谢主。
And the church members said that he always donated money to God.
所以他们一直想那个其中100万就是教会的了。
So they thought that a million that he sold the land for would be part of the church.
奇怪，等一个月、两个月都没有动作哎。
But, one month, 2 months, nothing happened.
所以传道跟负责人受不了，就故意到他家里去访问了。
So the pastor and the board member went to his
house to
ask about it.
老传道就讲了。
That old pastor said to him.
哇，感谢主啊！我们信徒如果蒙神祝福啊，也遵守十分之一，哇，教会也很发展了。
And he said, "Thank the Lord when our members are blessed. The church is blessed as well."
实行十分之一是本分，你不做是小偷哎。
If that 10% is your responsibility, if you don't do it, you're a thief.
那个是神的钱，你偷嘞。
That is God's money. You stole.
不然神不祝福你，你哪有这个1000万
？If God didn't bless you, how would you have this money?
结果那个人也很聪明哦。
So this rich man was very smart.
那个传道讲话讲转弯了，弯了那么多的弯了，他也听懂哦。
The pastor said it in so many ways, and he understood it.
他就说刚才我给你们吃肉吃糖果也是奉献呐。
They said that I gave you all that food to eat before. That's also my donation.
哇，那个传道负责人只好祷告就回去了。
So the pastor and the council member just prayed and left.
他们本来要增建教会的某一个旁边的一个建筑物都没有办法了，只好用竹子简单就好了。
Before they were going to construct something next to their church, but they couldn't.
但是后来这个弟兄这一家，后来不蒙神祝福。
So afterwards, this brother was not blessed by the Lord.
两个例子在我们面前。
Two examples.
一个老姐妹，她为教会圣工代祷，神给她感动的心，奉献200万。
An old sister who was moved by the Lord in prayer decided to give $2 million to the church.
一个弟兄得到神祝福，该给的十分之一不给。他根本没有在祷告里面来生发这种心。
And another brother, he received a blessing from the Lord, and he's supposed to give his 10%, but he did not.
所以祷告真的非常重要。
So truly, prayer is very important.
那是我们个人跟神的关系。
That is our individual relationship with God.
所以后面那个例子啊，他们家真的没有敬虔的生活，没有平安的生活，也没有蒙主悦纳。
So the second example, they did not have a peaceful life or a godly life. They did not please the Lord.
后来家庭破碎。
And afterwards, their family.
孩子都没有信仰。
Their children did not have.
真的没有想到会有这样的结果。
And you wouldn't have thought of this.
所以我们这样了解啊。
So when we think.
既然代祷有如此美好的学习和造就。
We have many good teachings and edification from mentorship.
我们就要用心的来好好的在这个祷告里面呢、啊，经验神、啊、
So we have to pray earnestly.
让使人有盼望的神的，他能够常常祝福给我们呢。
So that God will give us blessing.
所以要好好的来求靠神的名啊。
And ask for God's blessing.
这是一个很重要的认知哦。
This is a very important knowledge.
就算你都很平安，
even though you may be very peaceful,
你也可以找很多事情来代祷。
You can pray for many other things.
你的周围有需要更多，有很多人需要被关怀的。
Many people around you need your care.
那教会有很多圣工需要被代祷来发展的。
Many much holy work in the church need your prayer.
所以代祷真的很重要。
So intercession truly
可以让我们存着一种非常感恩的心呐、啊，然后经验神的同在。
We can have a thankful heart toward God and have God be with us.
那在圣经里面呢、啊，其实提到很多古圣徒在代祷方面的一些见证。
In the Bible, there are many testimonies about old saints.
古圣徒哈、啊
，
我们讲圣徒是saint 哈、啊
saint.
他们都留下美好的典范。
They left many examples.
而且可以作为我们的一种祷告上面的学习。
And something we can learn from the prayers.
那从他们代祷的工作里面呢、啊、
from their intercession.
可以让很明显的看到这种福气和神的同在的力量啊，显明在他们身上。
We can see how God's blessings work on their lives.
那我们待会会提出几个这一方面的例子做见证。
We'll also discuss a few of these examples later.
我们现在先来默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
休息十分钟再开始。
That's for 10 minutes.